Bear Podcast 320. You didn't like it? Why not?
I wanted more. I mean, it was more about Kiss than it was Lady Gaga.
I know.
The Kiss numbers did better than the Lady Gaga numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like the... They only did two songs with Lady Gaga. And I was surprised about the Kiss part. I like the numbers, but I was hoping they would do more Gaga. You're right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. So, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Hubert Gaga.
Hubert Gaga. And wait, let me see. It's episode 320, and we are all fresh from Bear Watch. So it's all gonna be Bear Watch this episode, right, Ray?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, okay. This show we're recording, we just finished watching. We didn't record Monday because we were still recovering from Bear Watch, and we just thought of postponing it one day. And now we just finished watching Glee, and yeah, we're disappointed about Lady Gaga. They only did one good one. Bad Romance. So what were you waiting for? What were you hoping that they would play?
I wanted to see them do Telephone.
Really, Telephone? It would be
this whole thing of trying to call each other on the telephone, having problems with their telephones.
Mm-hmm. Would have been a good Mercedes number, right?
Mm-hmm. Mercedes, Kurt. I mean, the whole crew would get done with good with Telephone. I mean, they did great with Bad Romance.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
The Kiss stuff was great. I thought Beth was just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the way they did with them.
And we're talking about Glee, if y'all haven't tuned in yet. We jumped from Bear Watch to Glee just like that.
She's got to love. Yeah, we just watched Rachel and Shelby sing Poker Face. We'll play a little audio of it. Okay, this part. I don't
this
like
very
that.
Interesting version of this. I like it.
I liked it too. Poker face, poker face. I wanna roll. Yeah, I did like it. I did like that part because you know it's I like it when they do their own personal renditions or of interpretations of songs, and they could make something a dance song, some like Poker Face and do that. Anyway, what did you like about that song?
I just like the way they orchestrated it. I mean, I know they couldn't. I mean, it was very different, but it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And Brad, the piano player.
Yeah. Oh, he's just around.
He's just around. He's just there. He's the bear who plays the piano. He doesn't talk at all. Anyway, okay, so let's go back to Bear Watch. Okay, so it's a weekend of Bear Watch. Thank you to all the people who who supported Bear Watch. It's always awesome.
Mm. Yep. Thank you to all the guys for coming and showing up, having a good time. There was a lot of good time to be had, apparently.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And how many people? About 200 people, I think, came over. And that's a good number.
Yeah, I think we got a few more than 200. I think because all the stuff hadn't been added in yet, so we're waiting.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear. Yeah, and so. It's fun. We got to see a couple of our some listeners of Bear Podcast. We have
Brian was there. I didn't get to read him a bedtime story, but I got to spank him.
Ooh, you did, though. Okay,
spank him.
And who else? David from Austin. And a few friends or longtime friends were there. It's fun. It was fun. I got some videos. I took some videos from the beach. But more importantly, the night before was really, really a big event because we had how many? 20 or 30 people in costumes.
There was almost 20 people in costumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny because it's we were thinking that it's going to be like, let's say, 4 or 5 people. I think we were expecting just a few people were going to do it. And surprisingly, there are so many people who are into costumes. And it was like Comic-Con, right?
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. More the DC side, though. That's what I noticed. So many people are in DC. We have Golden Age Flash. We have Dr. Fate, Hawkman. Pretty good costume. What were you wearing again?
I was Alpha Bear.
Yeah, Alpha Bear. But you have,
and you didn't get any good pictures of me in Alpha Bear. I don't think you. I hadn't seen any pictures, good pictures of me in Alpha Bear.
I know, not for me, but because I was taking some videos and I did it crappy. I should have used the other camera that I was using for pictures, but instead I was using the video camera. But yeah, I should have taken more pictures. I did get a lot of pictures from the contestants, and one of them was, I can't forget because he's Dr. Manhattan, but then,
oh yes, Terry.
Yeah, Terry. But then he was.
And my question for Terry was, and I meant to ask him this the next day when we were talking and forgot about it. I was like, so Terry, why were you wearing shorts? Dr. Manhattan didn't wear shorts.
He was new.
And he was blue all the way through and through.
I know. And up to the tip of his dick, I think. Yeah, even. And his little ass and everything. And it took a long time for them to peel it off, everything.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was having a good time peeling the blue off of Terry. I think everybody enjoyed that more than anything. So.
Yeah. He was kind of smurfy, you know. he didn't like it. He didn't like the smurf comments. He was more Dr. Manhattan, not smurf. Yeah, so yeah. That was fun. We have White Trash Wonder Woman, who won. Yeah. I think she won. Yeah. And a few more. Green Lantern with Patrick. He was pretty good because he painted all over. He painted his body into a Green Lantern outfit. It's paint.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. But it was good. It was a good turnout. It was fun. So what else happened? We went to the beach. We went to the beach on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
To the beach. I was a little hungover. It was rough Saturday for me.
Yeah, you didn't.
Drunk Friday night.
What's up with you then? What did you drink the night before anyway? Just a lot?
A lot of vodka and orange juice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I didn't drink too much. I just had some juices and waters. But I don't know. It's just me. But I didn't get drunk or anything. I think Mike did. A lot of people did. And what else happened? Well, Saturday we did do the beach. We went to the beach, and it's a good thing there's no oil. I don't think there's any oil there yet.
Well, there's a lot of oil on the beach, but it wasn't from BP. It was from all the bears getting greased up with sunscreen because it was hot and sunny Saturday.
I know. That's right.
So,
but it was fun. We took some videos. I got some videos going on there of people at the beach. Yeah, some pictures. It was fun, and they did some. They did a tug of war, and did the greased pig. You know, watermelon with Crisco. Did they use Crisco? Use Crisco, right?
Yes, they use Crisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was fun. I didn't get to see much of the. Grease pig though, because they did it too far in the water.
Yeah, they did it. Well, the water was kind of low, so they did it way out there, and I was like, I ain't getting in that water today. I just wasn't in the mood. So, but there are some pictures on it that Clay took, so you can go to his profile on Facebook and look at them.
Yeah, I should look at that. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I didn't stay too long at Bear Watch because I had to leave for a softball game on Sunday morning. So, what else happened on Sunday?
Sunday we got up and broke everything down, got everything cleaned up, had a great breakfast, and everybody went home happy, I think.
Were there more condoms on the floor?
I don't know. I wasn't out there. I didn't get out to that point. I didn't break down the foam pit, so I think Robert said he was out there cleaning them up. So.
Oh, really? I should ask him next time how much.
Yeah.
Yeah, the foam pit. Yeah, we have. Yeah, it's going to be the album art for this episode. We were at, Ray and I were at the foam pit. We were... Ray just finished putting up the tarps and fixing the foam pit. It was really faster how you guys did it this time. I think it was easier because I don't know. You got things already set up already before you put up the foam pit. It's already the wood and everything, the 2x4s. You guys have already prepared it ahead of time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they'd already done. I mean, we changed it around. It got changed around a little bit because Robert and Steve are in charge of it this year. So they changed it around a little bit. We had some things that we forgot about, but it got a lot more room. So we got to work on it. There's a few things, but I think everybody had a good time in there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fucking and sucking going on. So,
oh my God. Yeah, it was nice to be, you know, well, to watch. Okay, so I had fun.
Oh, y'all, Maynard was in the phone.
Why?
Sweet.
I was just
in the phone.
I was just walking there, just watching. I wish I had the camera, but no, I didn't know. Anyway, okay, so actually, in this episode, we have a special guest. Actually, I got to talk to Travis from Bear Pride. He is the event chairman of Bear Pride 16 in Chicago, and I had a quick call with him to give you guys an update for people who are going to Bear Pride this coming weekend for Memorial Day weekend. So here's Travis.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Travis, please?
Hey, Nard, it's Travis. How are you?
Oh, great. And how are you?
I'm a little crazy right now, but I'm good.
Okay, good. By the way, you're in the show right now.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and welcome. And to everybody out there listening, this is Travis. He's the event chairman of Bear Pride. And he's very busy right now with Bear Pride. How crazy it is right now for you.
I dropped some forms off about an hour and a half ago at the printers. They called me and said, the print's too small, so I made the trek back to the printer so we could sit down and work on getting the form the right size, and that was just part of my super fun day.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, wow. It's going to be a couple of more days, probably three more days, four more days.
Yeah.
By the time of this recording.
I actually go to the hotel Wednesday morning, so I have, 36 hours before I check into the hotel.
Oh, wow. Must be very hard to host a big event. I was there actually last year. I remember it was a very good event. I really enjoyed my first time and last year. However, this year I can't go. I can't go this year because of some commitments here in Houston. And Bear Pride. Tell us more about Bear Pride for people who are interested about what's going on this year.
Well, Bear Pride is in its 16th year. It is one of the three oldest bear runs in the country. IBR, Bear Bust in Orlando, and Bear Pride all started about the same time. And this year, we're going to use the same formula that Bear Pride always does. Going to have a social event gathering on Friday. Kind of hang out at the hotel, do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. See all the people you haven't seen for a year or several months.
People you only see once a year.
Or who you only see, right.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a chili meet on Friday. And then on Saturday, we do our bar crawl through Boys Town, which takes several hours. However, this year on our bar crawl, we're going to have something very exciting. We're going to do a sneak peek for charity of Bear Nation.
Awesome. By Malcolm Ingram, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by Malcolm. He actually filmed quite a bit of it, or not quite a bit. He filmed a portion of it here last year at Bear Pride. Mm-hmm. So we are all very anxious to see that. There's a great possibility that many of the people that are going to be here are going to get to see themselves in his documentary. So we're going to do that Saturday afternoon during the bear crawl. We're going to host it at Sidetracks. And then for a $5 donation at the door, we're going to give the proceeds to charity. So I think it's going to be a great event for an already successful bar crawl. Saturday evening, we're going to have a boxer party for our anniversary dance. Yeah.
Nice boxer party. So, will there be any contests? Do you still do contests?
We did a contest last year, Nard, and it didn't go as smoothly as I had wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually kind of had to spend some time running around looking for contestants. So we decided to actually drop it this year from our event.
So no contest this year. Yeah, it is hard to handle contests and having people to actually participate. They just want to hang out, right?
Right. Well, yeah, and that's it. You know, last year during our contest, we had Woofer from St. Louis MC it for us. And Woofer is very rarely at a loss for words, but there was a pretty big gap in our contest where we had to have Woofer improvise and fill some space for us. And he did an impromptu hairy chest contest, which actually seemed to almost get a better reception than even our very formal contest. So actually, this year at our boxer party, I believe the guys from Wolf Keys are going to do one of their infamous jock auctions.
Yes, they did that at TBRU. It was awesome. Should be fun.
jock
auction.
So we're going to do that Saturday. And then, of course, you know, every evening we have the infamous Bear Pride After Hours suite where things happen that we shall not speak about.
Okay. Does this involve quiet rooms or something?
It does.
It does.
It does. You know, last year we hosted it at a new hotel, Nard. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, as they got ready to close down the After Hours party on the first night, the overzealous security guard from the hotel took his flashlight and went into the quiet room to shoosh everyone out.
Oh, no. Okay.
From what I understand, he quickly turned the light off, turned around, and ran out of the room and never bothered us again.
Nice. That'll learn him. Wow.
So that After Hours is going to take place every night, but then Saturday morning when everybody gets up from their 2 or 3 hour nap after going to bed, we're going to have brunch on Sunday, and I think we are going to have it catered this year by the Hardy Boys. They were on Food Network.
Oh, okay. I see what you're seeing.
Yeah. So they have a catering company here in Chicago in Boys Town, and we are kind of trying to work with them to see if we can work out a deal to get them to cater our brunch again at Sidetrack.
It's going to be special.
And then, which is the video bar here in Chicago, which is always very gracious to the Bears. And then after the brunch, everyone is going to go to Wet and Wild, or a great number are going to go to Wet and Wild over at Steamworks.
Steamworks, of course.
Of course. Have to have the bathhouse.
Especially, yeah, definitely.
But we're very fortunate. Our bathhouse here in Chicago is top-notch, very beautiful facility.
Yeah, you know, we were there, we didn't get to go. I think that happens, is that on that Thursday? Thursday, they do it on Thursday?
No, it's Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, okay, that's right, okay. I keep missing it.
Well, you'll have to come back, you'll have to try it for Bear Pride 17 next year, and we'll make sure you get a pass.
Oh, okay.
but during the bath, for the people that don't want to take part in the bath, we are working on getting a bingo game put together at the hotel. So
that's always fun. That's always a good fundraiser, and it's always fun. Bingo.
We are trying to get the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to come and host it for us, because they are always a ton of fun at whatever they do.
That's pretty much they mastered the hosting bingos. I guess whenever I hear bingo, it's always the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and it's always fun. Yeah, you're right.
And actually, so we as a group are trying to rack our brain to figure out what to give as a grand prize for the coverall for our big bingo game. And one of the guys on my committee said, why don't we give everyone a six-pack? And we all kind of got quiet and looked at him and said, really a six pack? That's where to get for our grand prize.
Yeah.
He said, well, what if it's a six pack of Bear Pride run passes for Bear Pride 17?
Oh wow! Really?
Yeah. So the grand prize for actually not for the cover up, but just the grand prize for all the winners that are going to go into a drawing for a six pack of Bear Pride 17 run passes, which I thought was a pretty cool prize.
Wow. No, that's a big. That's a good deal. So yeah. I hope the listeners would who are going. That would be nice for them to attend and see if they can get the chance to to win that. Wow, six pack.
Yeah. Wow. And then they can themselves and five of their best friends next year.
Definitely.
So that takes us through Sunday afternoon, and then Sunday evening is the main event, so to speak. It is Nutster Bots, which is a huge dance. Mm-hmm. We will have about 1,200 people attend that dance.
Wow, yeah, that's right. That's a lot last year. I remember Nutster Bots. I really enjoyed that. I've never seen so many bears naked in one place, even more than any other event that I've been. And oh, wow, that was really fun.
Yeah,
I got my partner to take off his shirt because he became very comfortable just being around all these bears, all shirtless and everything, and dancing. That was awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's just a ton of fun, and you know that's kind of the whole point of Bear Pride in my mind, is just to make everybody comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, we've tried lots of different things at lots of different places to make people comfortable and make sure they have fun. And, you know, I think we've actually kind of figured out a pretty good formula. Mm-hmm. And by Sunday night, everybody has found a group of friends, you know, and they're comfortable, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. Is there a certain theme for this Bear Pride 16?
Well, there is. And I laugh because this is our 16th annual event. So I wanted to go with a Sweet 16.
Okay.
But that sounded kind of girly. And I said, okay, I don't have a problem with this. But so we went with Bear Pride 16 Sweet, which can be interpreted lots of different ways.
Okay.
Now,
is that why
it's that?
Okay. You would say that why?
But I used neon pink as our primary color for everything.
I was about to say. I was about to say you got pink all over the website. Okay.
I do. You know, if you can't be tongue-in-cheek and you can't be comfortable and have fun, then what's the point, right?
No, that's understandable. Yeah. But so, it's cute. I like it. Like,
well, thank you.
Uh-huh. It's a good idea.
I think we're gonna have a pretty big blast this year. It's coming together really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. So it's gonna be this Memorial Day weekend. I know it's a couple of days from now. It's May 27th to 31st.
Right.
And it's always awesome to have a event during Memorial Day weekend. People are always out and they're always free, and it's a holiday. It's a 3-day weekend for most. And people get to go. But however, this year, I wish I could go. Actually, my co-host, Ray, he planned to go, but then something came up also. But maybe next year. We'll see next year, and I'll try to convince him. It would be nice to attend Bear Pride again, because I really enjoyed last year, you know, seeing you guys, seeing the old friends and new friends over there. And I got to see Malcolm for the first time also last year. And that was good. That's great. So, anything else? Where can people can register? I mean, you know, probably last minute registration.
Yeah, at this point, last minute registrations are all at the hotel. We left online registration up about 3 weeks longer than we had intended, because we kept having so many people ask to register, so we left it up for about 3 weeks longer.
I see.
Okay. But I finally said, okay, guys, I've got to shut this down. I've got to get names in place so I can get name badges made. But you can register online. And then we also at Bear Pride sell almost everything as an a la carte piece. So, you know, if you can only make it into town for Saturday night's dance at the hotel, the boxer party, you can buy just the boxer party.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just make it to Nuts to Butts, you can buy just a pass to Nuts to Butts, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a la carte works for most events. If it's a really big event, I would agree.
Yeah.
A la carte really does it. Do you have a beneficiary on your charity?
This year, we are having Open Door Clinic do HIV testing on Friday during our meet and greet. And then on Saturday, we're having the Center on Halsted do HIV instant testing for us during the boxer party. So all of the donations to charity that we make this year from Bear Pride will go to those two charities.
Awesome. That's good to hear. Yeah. So, yeah, let's direct everybody to the website. It's bearpride.org, and people can check out the events and the prizes for the a la carte events also. And, yeah, I thank you so much, Travis, for being in the show again and telling us about Bear Pride.
Well, Snar, thank you for taking the time to call me.
Yeah. And it's always good to hear from you, too. All right, so thank you, Travis, for being in the show. And again, guys, go to bearpride.org, and you get a chance to if you're in Chicago and go to Bear Pride or IML, that'd be great. You can check out bearpride.org to see what's going on with them. Anyway, you're supposed to go. Oh, Ray, you're supposed to go to Bear Pride this year, but you couldn't this year, right?
No, I was going to IML, but I can't. I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless someone wants to pay for my way up there, but. Just think it'll happen. So.
What if you plan it next year? What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Save up for it or something? You gotta go. IML is one of the biggest events, and let's plan. Yeah, let's make a tentative. You know, it's a year from now. we can probably plan it. What do you think, Ray?
I don't know. We'll see.
We shall see.
On the money.
All depends. It all depends on your depends, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's an email from our friend Robert. He's been listening to the podcast for some time now. He's from Nashville. Okay, here's an email. He says that, "Hey, Nard, long time since 2007. I've been listening to the show more this past year, and just today, listened to the Mother's Day show and the one right before. Where you said it, if anyone was listening in Nashville, to give you a shout out. So here I am." So yeah, shout out Robert. Yeah, along a lot of the flooding has receded. Yeah, it's been. If you guys know, it's been flooding in Nashville. Okay, so a lot of the flood has receded, but there are still roads that are not open. Civilian traffic is prohibited in the three blocks closest to the west bank of the Cumberland River downtown. Our pride is scheduled, their pride, I guess, pride, is scheduled to be held at Riverfront Park a month from now. By then, they'll have it all cleaned up. Yeah, I sure hope so. And up and back to normal. But right now, it's still a whole mess. The hotel that was supposed to host this year's run here in mid-May got flooded to the third floor, I believe. So the run has been postponed until later this year. So it's a long letter from Robert. And it's pretty much an update of what he's been up to. And he said that he did mention that a lot of people from Nashville, many of the musicians from Nashville who I met back in 2007 at Bear Jam, they all moved out. Some are in Austin, some are in Georgia, some are in Maryland or Baltimore. So, yeah, it's a long email. So thank you, Robert, for an email shout out. And he did mention about donations. So he said that the Opry Mills Mall and the Opry Land Hotel and Convention Center will not reopen for 6 months in some estimates. The city is reported to be losing $23,000 per day in tax revenues as a result. And the Grand Ole Opry performances have been moved back to the historic Ryman Auditorium, which is the home of the Opry until the early 1970s. I don't know what this email part is about, but
well, in the Grand Ole Opry, the whole place got flooded out, so they're back at the Ryman Auditorium.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They hadn't been there in years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you've been there before.
I've been to the Grand Ole Opry Resort and park thing that they have there is when I was in college, which is just huge. It's almost like a mini Vegas in Nashville. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, so Robert says the donations for flood relief can be made to NashvilleFloodRelief.org. So I'll put the links on the website for you guys. If you have any donations, if you have extra money, just do some donations for our friends there in Nashville. So NashvilleFloodRelief.org. Okay, anything else? Let me see. Oh, I'll show you something. I'll show you something in the camera. Hold on. Do you see this?
Oh, the boy butter. Yes, I got mine.
We got the boy butter. You've used it already. You got the boy butter. Special thanks to A.L. Feldman from Boy Butter. It's Boy Butter. He's pretty much our... he gave us samples of boy butter. It's pretty big. I could really mistake this for a... for a star margarine or some kind of a butter that I can use for bread. But yeah, it's boy butter. It's I got the extreme H2O.
Don't put it in the fridge and you won't have that problem.
Oh, really? Okay. I won't do that. Okay, so yeah, boybutter.com. If you email them, email them through the website, they can send you samples for free. So listen to episode 319 and check out... Bear Podcast episode 319 with A.L. Feldman, and we had him in the show and talked about the history and how he tested boy butter and different kinds of boy butter that you can use. So yeah, check him out, boybutter.com. So check it out. Okay, so anything else? Will this week, it's gonna be Memorial Weekend, any plans for this weekend?
Relax. That's all I want to do is relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you deserve it, Ray. I know.
I'm worn out and exhausted. I can't even process stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. So to all you guys listening out there, it's Ray did a very good job in coordinating Bear Watch 16. Bear Watch 11.
Well, there wasn't only me. There was a whole committee that did a lot of work. So, I owe it to them. So
yeah.
So. I was just here to guide them. So.
Yeah. You clap. Yay, golf claps. Yeah.
Yay.
So, yeah. But still, you're the head honcho. So you deserve some big props on that one because of your patience on us. And... yeah, so it was fun. It was a fun weekend. I really enjoyed it. I think it's one of the best Bear Watches I've been to. And what's different about it is we didn't go to the bars.
No bars. We stayed at the hotel the entire time and had a grand old time.
Mm-hmm.
And got really drunk on Friday night without going to a bar.
Yeah, Mike said he really enjoyed it more. Really. He enjoyed it more because, it's not hot. He didn't have to go back and forth to a bar, so...
yeah. So everybody can lay out there and relax, cool. The costume contest went over very well. So,
mm-hmm. Next year is going to be Granimals. Granimals. Yep. That's going to be their theme. So it's going to be Animal House. So we're going to have a toga party that Friday next year. So I'm looking forward to that. I've never been to a toga party. Have you? Have you been to a toga party before?
Back in college.
Back in college.
You know, back, when we actually did wear togas.
No bed sheets, please. I'm sure people are going to use bed sheets.
No hotel bed sheets, please.
No hotel bed sheets. Make your own, please. I don't know. I'll think of what we're going to do next year. I think, do you think it's just going
to
be...
we're going to have to do something with Friday night hazing.
Oh, of course you're into that. Oh, my God. You're all equipped. With the, what do you call this? With the paddles and everything. Give Nard a few licks. Is that what you...
yeah. I think we have some beer funnels going and some other fun stuff, so...
yep. Mm-hmm. That should be exciting.
Couple paddles.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be next year, so stay tuned for that. Also, the video will be out, hopefully, if I get my act together. The video will be out sometime this week. I don't know yet when. Maybe tonight I'll put it all together. But I'll work on it. I promise. It's going to be some videos.
If any listeners out there have it. Oh, and if it's... sorry, I didn't mean to talk all of you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
And if any listeners out there that have any pictures of me in the Alpha Bear costume, let me know. Because I thought people were taking pictures, and I can't find anybody that's taking me. I can see me in the background, half got off, but mm-hmm. hadn't seen any of me actually done. And I didn't even think about having anybody take any, so.
Yeah, and I thought I did. I thought
that often you see me get dressed up like that, half naked with leather and
I know
capes and
what do you kind of call that, tap light? You had a tap light on your chest?
That's the light of the paw.
Yeah, to light the paw. That's pretty cool.
Light of the paw.
I have a video of that, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, so this week is Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be Bear Pride in Chicago. I was there last year. I can't go this year. And I have Travis in the show. Yeah, thank you, Travis, for being in the show. And also, they're going to do a showing of Bear Nation, the documentary by Malcolm Ingram.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they're going to do it. I think it's just a preview. Or I don't think it's a full viewing of the movie, but I think it's just going to be a preview, and there's going to be some donations for it. So, yeah, it's for charity. Yeah, so if you guys are in Chicago, hope you guys get to watch it. I got to see it in the preview at TBRU, so that was fun. Okay, so let's wrap this up, Ray. Before we go, yeah. This week is going to be Memorial Day. You're going to be in town, right?
Yep, I should be in town all weekend.
Yeah, surprisingly, I'll be in town too. It's just that some commitments that I have to be.
Oh, did you hear about our friends James and Justin? Their house getting broke into.
Oh my God!
They got home Sunday, and the guy that broke in the house was still in the house. He was sitting on their couch with his pockets loaded full of their junk, and sitting there on the couch eating their Bluebell.
Oh my God! So what did they do?
They called the law, and apparently the guy's from one of the kids from next door or something. Anyway, so they hauled him off to jail.
All right, good for them. Oh my God!
I don't think they were upset about the guy breaking in the house, stealing stuff. From my understanding, they were upset about him eating their Bluebell ice cream.
Leave it to the bears to protect their ice cream. So,
don't eat our ice cream, bitches. We will get pissed off.
Exactly. Oh my God. But at least they caught the guy. That is good to hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So, thank you everyone for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. And leave a voice message and we'll play it in the show. Subscribe via iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Also, what do you guys think of the new design? I did a kind of a new redesign. There's a picture on top of me and Ray just rotating and rotating. So tell us what you think. Tell us what you think about the new website design. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
I'm bluffing with my muffins. I'm bluffing with my muffins. I'm bluffing with my muffins. I'm bluffing with my muffins.